Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
46617.
You said 46617?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And what's your first and last name, please?
Okay. Are you from Your Digital Electronics?
We happen to be a third-party call center where we do act as customer service for online merchants and vendors.
Okay. My name is Jean Brickley.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Brickley. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
626 Northwood Drive, South Bend, Indiana, 46617.
I do thank you for that information. Give me one second or to open up this account, okay? Alrighty, ma'am, I do thank you for that. I was able to locate an account for you where I do see back on 8:30, you paid $5.74, and that was the shipping and handling where you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a kitchen set. And that $5.74 that you paid would ensure if you are the winner of that particular kitchen set, then that's the way you will receive your products. The shipping and handling was already being paid for up front. And as long
Okay.
as you, yes, ma'am.
But they're charging me. I've got a charge waiting to be $67.32. And last month they charged me $56.95. So that's got to stop. I
yes.
use the money I'm on Social Security, and this kind of stuff I can't pay.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that because what they're charging you is as long as you are enrolled into that sweepstakes to have a chance to be the winner of that particular kitchen set, then they're charging you like a membership fee to stay enrolled in the running to have a chance to be the winner of that particular kitchen set. And I do see, yeah, it's like a membership fee to be enrolled into that. But I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you counseled out of this. If you like.
Yes, if you would please.
Yes, ma'am. That cancellation on that will take effect immediately. Give me one second, please, ma'am. Alrighty, ma'am. I've successfully gone in and gotten you canceled out of that. The cancellation on that did take effect immediately. I do have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Okay, I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 622-492-157. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yes. I need that $67 charge taken away from my account.
Well, now, I'm more than happy to refund you, but in the system, they did deem that a valid charge. Now, I can do offer you at least a 50% refund on that because they did deem that a valid charge in the system. So now I can refund you at least $33.66 on that charge that you were billed.
Oh, my God. They just come up with such scams. I can't believe it.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that. But
it's
now,
not your fault.
The
so
most,
there's no way we can get a refund on the $56.95?
No, I can't go back. That was actually last month. The only charge I can take care of is the most recent charge. And I can go up to offer you 75% refund on that charge, which would actually refund you $50.49 on that.
If you would, I would certainly appreciate it.
I'm more than happy to go ahead and do that, ma'am. That refund of the $50.49, it will post back to your account. It does take at least 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account, okay?
Okay, I understand that. Well, I'm telling you, don't get old. I don't understand these things, and you don't see all of this in writing, and they just get you with every time you turn around.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. But you are completely canceled out of that. They can't ever bill you again, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Please have a great evening, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.